to keep that number seven muted for tonight's council meeting. Because that buzzing, right, because that buzzing is not going on now like it was when you had that unmuted.
See how it goes out tonight?
Yep.
Trying to. 260 traffic stops, 22 stops, 32 miles.
Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Mrs. Quick?
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2024. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
Here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Kusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes.
She's trying to join. She's having a little technical issue, so Mr. Romeyer's going to keep looking.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner.
Here. Great. Can we please rise for a moment of silent reflection and the Pledge of Allegiance? I'd like to remind everybody that the massacre at Parkland was the anniversary of the 14th, and I'm keeping the families in mind.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. We need approval of the previous meeting minutes from January 25th, 2024. The regular meeting minutes and executive session. May I have a motion in a second?
I'll make that, Dougherty.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Kusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
And I believe we have Councilwoman Forbes now.
Yes. Okay, minutes have passed.
Great. This is the fun part, business of the month. Mrs. Clark again gets credited with this wonderful idea for honoring our local businesses, and I'm really thrilled to be honoring a women-owned business this month. So I called my friend at Salon at 68, and we had a little conversation, and you know, you think that Salon at 68, it makes sense, because I asked her how the business was named. And she told me, well, Mickey told me what it was going to be. And so if you don't know, Mickey Rast is a very good friend of Cindy's and the landlord of the building. And so Mickey helped Cindy name the business. But the matriarch of Salon at 68, the boss, Cindy Fligger, has been a member of our Atlantic Highlands community for such a long time. And when I asked her when they started the business, what happened, and it was after, it was interesting. Paul and I used to go, my husband's here, I just looked at him. Paul and I used to go into Darth Ned's all the time and sit at the bar, and the shrimp were amazing. And after it closed, Cindy decided to go into business. And what's really great about it is Callie was graduating high school, but Jen was licensed already. So the three of them decided to go into business, and it's been a real success ever since. The Chamber of Commerce has been honored to have her as its president. Our community events committee has been led by Cindy. This family, the Fligger family, has been outstanding members of our community, and there's been a lot of sacrifice in that family also for Atlantic Highlands. So I'm really excited to honor Salon at 68 tonight, and I hope you please come up and join me so we can take a picture.
So,
when I called her to ask her if she wanted to do it, she's like, can I call you back? I was so excited to honestly see it. I can't believe she's hesitating about it. And I called Michelle. I said, Michelle, you might have to call. I don't know. And it was because she was checking because her clients come first. So she was checking to see if her schedule allowed her to be here. So I just really glad that you're around me this month. Did you want to say anything?
Sure. Actually, the 20 years or so that you've been volunteering and have done about this thing, Daniel had Eric Thompson. It's just been a wild ride ever since. So, and it's been fun. It's been 12 years of business, and it's been fun. It's been a lot of problems. especially council, trying to do all of that. but it's been fun. Yeah, it's a lifetime. It's expensive.
So something that she also told me was, because we gave you back to them on council night, and she was like, well, you're kind of used to hanging out on the council night.
Does he have
any? I know, but can he have any? We're looking into adding the schedule so that everybody else has a little bit more time, but my husband's all about this.
Can you find your independence, I guess? And, you know, I'll use that. I won't know. So, the three of us
and I'm just going to remind the Splitter family that knows that you don't have to stay now. Excellent. Have a fabulous dinner. Enjoy. Enjoy. And thank you to Lou and your two very supportive son and sons-in-law for being here today. Okay, next on the agenda is a proclamation recognizing February's Black History Month, and I wanted to ask Mr. Farragina to please read the proclamation.
Sure, my pleasure. Proclamation recognizing February as Black History Month. Whereas in 1776, people envisioned the United States as a nation dedicated to the proposition stated in the Declaration of Independence that, quote, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, end quote. And whereas Africans were first brought involuntarily to the shores of the United States as early as the 17th century, and whereas African Americans suffered enslavement and subsequently faced the injustices of lynch mobs, segregation, and denial of the basic and fundamental rights of citizenship, and whereas despite slavery, African Americans in all walks of life have made significant contributions throughout the history of the United States, and whereas in the face of injustices, people of goodwill and of all races in the United States have distinguished themselves with a commitment to the noble ideals on which the United States was founded and have fought courageously for the rights of freedom of African Americans and others. And whereas Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. lived and died to make real these noble ideals. And whereas the month of February is officially celebrated as Black History Month, which dates back to 1926 when Dr. Carter G. Woodson set aside a special period of time in February to recognize the heritage and achievement of Black Americans. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do hereby, one, recognize the significance of Black History Month as an important time to acknowledge and celebrate the contributions of African Americans in the nation's history, and encourages the continued celebration of this month to provide an opportunity for all peoples of the United States to learn more about the past and to better understand the experiences that have shaped the nation. Two, recognizes that that ethnic and racial diversity of the United States enriches and strengthens the nation. And three, encourages all states to include in their year-round education curriculum this history and contributions of African Americans in the United States and around the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And just also in addition to that, our St. Paul's friends, Dr. Rawls, Reverend Dr. Rawls, was here doing the benediction at our reorganization. We've all been invited to the February 18th morning worship, which is going to be their Black History Month morning worship. And afterwards, there'll be some community events. We'll get more word out about that. Mrs. Cusick and I had a conversation after our last council meeting that we did not mention Martin Luther King Day as a day of service, even though we were both doing things for day of service, so I just like to acknowledge that omission. And we're not perfect, but we're trying, so thank you for your patience. Okay, so now I need a motion on Ordinance 5-2024, amending rent control, public hearing, possible adoption. Do I have a motion?
Crowley moves.
Second, please.
Murphy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to open up public comment on the ordinance. Is there any public comment? For public comment, if you please come forward, state your name and address, and then you may proceed. Yes, ma'am. And you need to, sorry, for the people at home to hear, you need to come up to the gates. I'll call them the gates.
Here.
Right there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Megan Mulholland. I live in Tech Ocean Boulevard, apartment 9F. In 3 years, my rent has been raised $600.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I also live in Tech.
Can you please state your name?
Oh,
Kathy
Snowco.
Thank you, Kathy.
I also live in Tech Ocean Boulevard, apartment 7H. My rent has gone up for the past 3 years, $700.
Thank you. Ms. Hotchkiss?
I live in Tech Ocean.
Can you state your name?
5H. My name is Brenda Hotchkiss.
And are you a member of the rent leveling board?
Yes.
Okay.
And my rent was $300 this past year. 10% of the rent I was paying. And that's a lot of money. And I did see people moving out because they couldn't afford the exorbitant prices. No need to raise somebody's rent to $300 in 1 year. So.
Thank you. Anyone else have comment? Mrs. Smith?
Here, I'm Smith, 2800. I don't know whether it's relative to this or not, but the old ordinance that you're amending said that there must be five members on the commission, and no, five members have never been named to it, as far as I know. And this new ordinance continues to say five members must be on the board. So we have a name.
We're looking to name a fifth. I've been looking for somebody to name a fifth that's not a landlord and not a renter. So we're trying to name a member of the public as a member. But I've been advised by legal that we are, even if they would be given the recommendations of the rent leveling board, we're in compliance.
Oh, I did not question your compliance. I'm just questioning whether you
it's a priority.
Have five members.
Yes.
Whether you want to amend the ordinance or just amend it.
No, I think the priority is to have five members.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks.
You. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Come on up, please. This is specific to the ordinance. This is specific to the ordinance.
It's 052024.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Steve Buxbaum. I live at 10 Ocean Boulevard. I've lived there for 11 years. I have seen people leave right after their first year lease was up. They were very upset about the exorbitant raise that they had been given, and there seems to be no end to it, and it has to stop. Something has to be done about it. And I hope you all do something, because it is a hardship on people. It's just the wrong way to handle residents. I believe it's not good for the town. People get out of that building and they go to another town, or they do something else. They don't want to live here. And there's some of them were really very nice people. So I'd like to see the formula with the CPI approved for everyone. That's about it for now.
Thank you very much.
I have a lot more to say, but that's it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Anyone online, Doug?
You
talk to me. Oh, no, I was talking to our engineer who doubles as our Zoom operator.
That's the attendee. He's one hand raised.
Okay.
Mary Ellen Connerty.
Connerty, I believe.
All promote cannabis leaders.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Mary Ellen Connerty. I'm also a resident of 10 Ocean in apartment 9H. But one other thing I just wanted to add, and I think the gentleman prior to me is alluding to this, is just the degree or the impact that transiency has on the building and on the town. The people coming and going, it really impacts the sense of community that we have in the building and that we bring to the community. It's not just a money issue, it's actually, you know, almost a well-being issue in terms of how we live. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you very much. Mr. Fisher?
Mark Fisher, 9130 Avenue. My question about ordinance 05 really doesn't have anything to do with the rate of rent increases. It has to do with section 277-2AB. Says under housing space, dwelling, or apartment, exempt from this chapter, commercial buildings containing two or fewer housing units and housing structures of 40 or two. Also exempt are condominiums, condominium complexes, hotels, and solar type buildings. Then under subsection B, it says, except as specifically exempted, every housing space, dwelling, or apartment offered for rent in the Borough of Atlantic Islands, including first-time rentals and vacant housing, are subject to the provisions of this chapter. So my question is, what about Airbnbs and burrows? I looked through this entire ordinance and I couldn't find anything about rental homes in the Borough of Atlantic Islands that are managed by VRBOs or things similar to Airbnbs, rental houses. So why aren't they regulated in the Borough like every other rental?
Great question. Do you have an answer, Mr. Would have to check to see. Most ordinances have a separate legislation for Airbnbs. Okay, you looked. Good. It wouldn't be appropriate in here because the Airbnb, they set the rental and it varies from, I mean, depending, 1 year you can rent for the new soccer, the soccer team that's coming in 2026. Or you could, you know, I don't know that restricting the back, first of all, it's a single family home usually for Airbnbs. And I just don't think it comes into this, but if the council wants to consider regulating Airbnbs, they should, under a separate ordinance.
So this would not be...
It does not affect.
Rental home would not be an appropriate condition to this, even though many apartments in Atlantic Islands either are a single family home or they are a level of a single family home.
Well, not in council. The question is directed to me, but for me, the council, not in my opinion. But I do think that the council could consider whether or not they want to regulate Airbnbs. I just think it's a separate animal.
Long-term versus short-term.
Yeah, Mark, that's a horse
of
a
different color. Long-term versus short-term.
Yeah, that's a horse of a different color because you're having people coming for 2-3 days as opposed
sometimes,
to a year.
Sometimes
and then it's really, yeah, and those are, although you would argue that annual leases are, we're kind of fixing that, but are market-based. I mean, you know, to the Peg's point, you know, if people are coming in for the World Cup in 2026, they're going to be asking for a different premium than just for any old Tuesday. And so,
but also part of the language is condos, which could be rented by a day or apartments or apartment complexes.
So we're working on clarifying that potential Airbnb, what we're doing. So, but thank you for the question. Anybody else public comment on the ordinance? Anybody online? No?
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any council conversation?
Okay. Two questions from council hours today from one of our neighbors for legal counsel. Peg, maybe you can clarify, is this retroactive to January 1st? Or only beginning?
It's only going to be effective
30 days after you, assuming you pass it, becomes law.
Okay. So, all right, then you might have just answered the last question I have, which is, if somebody's was signing a rental agreement for March 1st, which a lot of people that are maybe sitting out here tonight are faced with, but they have to, by law, sign the rental agreement now in advance, would that agreement be nullified after passage of this, or no?
No.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Any other comment from council?
I'm just going to say one more thing. I'm not going to mention names because I haven't talked to this person, but there's somebody that I know is here tonight that about a year ago came to council hours and was incredibly brave, in my opinion, and came to us with the scenario that some of you have been facing. And it took a lot of courage to get up and say what was going on in their building. And Peg, if you recall, we discussed it, and you dug up the ordinances, and so I want to say thank you to you and to your team for doing this. I want to thank the mayor for putting this on the agenda, and I want to say thank you to everybody that was on the leveling board that were able to right or wrong. So, thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, Mrs. Clark, may we vote on the motion? It's been properly moved and seconded.
We moved and seconded to open the public hearing.
We have to close.
We moved the ordinance. We moved the ordinance, and they seconded the ordinance. They opened it for public hearing. Now you need to vote on the ordinance.
Mr. Pellicerdo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 5, 2024 has passed.
Thank you, everyone. That was a very high priority for me, and I'm really grateful that we did that at our first February meeting. That was basically as fast as we could have done it. So thank you to everyone who's worked on this. I want to thank Mr. Krause, who chairs the Rent Leveling Board, the members of the Leveling Board, some of whom are here today, and just thanks, everybody. This is meaningful, obviously, for people who live in our community and hopefully will stay in our community. Ms. Hotchkiss, there's going to be another opportunity for public. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Understanding our position, and I think you're all wonderful that you all this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no workshop discussion other than the one on the previous ordinance, and now we're open for public comment. And this public comment, because I know we have some new faces here today, is only on consent and regular agenda items. So is there anyone who wants to make comment? Mr. Fisher, come on up.
Resolution 47, designation of tree inspectors. I know at times in town, trees take on a very, very big importance. And I know there's always the suggestion of employing arborists to calm the nerves of a lot of people and come up with professional decisions. So I think I know why this ordinance is being made, so that our township and our borough employees can make decisions when needed in a hurry. But perhaps you can just explain the difference between a situation where our borough employees would be making a decision versus an arborist.
So I believe what preempted this was, in the previous ordinance, there was specific names that were on here. Those individuals are no longer employed by the borough, retired, or what have you. So they eliminated the names and just put the titles. This way, from year to year, they don't have to make adjustments. So that's what preempted this.
You didn't say that so the public could hear you. No, you said smart.
Smart.
Yeah. I want them to know that you approved of this.
Always take names out.
Yes.
Second question, Resolution 54. It's a lot of it's a memorandum of agreement about Homeland Security. We just have the executive summation of what exactly those 10 pages are for.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready. I'm ready. Just want to make sure I have my notes correct. Bear with me, Mr. Fisher.
I mean, to me, the guy in the back is in charge of all security in the borough, but obviously this takes on a bigger thing.
Yeah, so this was a boilerplate resolution that was sent to us. and we were asked to implement it, as were other municipalities, so we did move forward to do that. So what this does is it adds another layer of cybersecurity to our already existing system. So if you recall, about a year ago or so, we invested to upgrade our computer systems to have the admin system. Previously we had MSI, and admins is much more secure. This is a whole nother layer of cybersecurity. As folks may be familiar, there are municipalities that are held up for ransom from time to time. Somebody will go and do a cyber attack, they'll hold the municipality up for ransom. Sometimes the municipality has to pay that ransom in order to get those documents and information back. So when we received this boilerplate request, we consulted with Freehold IT, which is the entity that we outsource our IT services to. They said it's excellent. They highly recommended that we proceed forward, and that's what we're doing.
Quick question on Ordinance 1A, which will be introduced later. The A is not a typo, right?
It is not.
There on purpose. Okay. Because the other one, I guess, because it was tabled, it is still on the record, but this one preempts that one.
Mrs. Clark, does that?
I just wanted you to show a difference that it wasn't the first one.
Okay. Perfect.
Changes were made. Yes.
And then the last question, Resolution 56 on the executive session. In the last whereas statement, it says that action may be taken. Is that true?
Possibly. Anyone else on the consent agenda or agenda items? Mr. Smith, you drove by me today and you didn't wait.
I didn't see you. Harold Smith, 31 Sleepy Hollow Road, Grand Rapids, New Jersey. So it's about the ordinance, about the bond ordinance for the utility auction. So let me just ask the question. Are we going to have professional people overseeing the construction, because construction in the harbor has been horrible and current?
The answer is yes.
Okay. It's not going to be what we've done before.
I'm talking about the future, and the answer is yes. Thank you. Anybody online?
13 attendees, no hands raised.
Great. Seeing no other hands, may I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda? These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately.
I'll move it.
Excellent.
Crowley seconds.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Colasurdo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed. Great. Thank you. Okay, so we now have Ordinance 1A, 2024 Salary Ordinance Introduction. We have a motion and a second to introduce.
Dougherty moves.
I'm Murphy second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 1A has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption, February 22nd.
Excellent. Thank you. And now we have an introduction for Ordinance 6, 2024. It's a bond ordinance. May I have a motion and a second?
Crowley moves.
Cusick seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 6, 2024 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption on February 22nd.
Great, thank you. And now we have administrators report and professionals. And since I'm changing things up, don't worry, you're not going first, Doug. Ms. Schaefer.
And today we had county tax board hearings, and we will get decisions on all of those shortly, and I'll report on the next at the next meeting. And that's it. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Romeyer.
Thank you. With regards to the curb road program underway, East Garfield and Grand Avenue, the contractor has completed the water main install, and is substantially complete with the concrete work at this point. This site is buttoned up. There is a little equipment remaining on site, which we'll ask the contractor to remove. We're at this point, the contractor is waiting for the weather to break in order to allow for the mill and overlay component. I will ask for some advance notice and try to get it up on the website ahead of time so there's no surprises. But that will be mill and overlay of the one block of East Garfield where the work is currently underway, as well as Grand Avenue from Route 36, just north of the joint where the gas company's contractor has stopped, all the way up to Ocean. With regards to the skate park, we're coordinating the environmental assessment submission over to the county. The initial survey for the property has been completed and base mapped, and we are working with the state contract vendor to develop concepts and that fit within the borough's budget. As soon as there's any concepts available, I'll be able to bring them here and share them. In general, the skate park professional is envisioning a concrete above ground facility similar to the new installs next door in Middletown and Highlands. Live within the existing footprint, existing fences within the skate parks itself, and we're providing some input on some specifics of the site with regards to line of sight to the trail, drainage at the location, and overall access. So that project's moving nicely. Again, that's funded with two grants, Oklahoma County Open Space and last year's NJDCA Local Recreation Infrastructure Grant. So I'm going to skip ahead to this year's Local Recreation Infrastructure Grant for the DCA. That was on our consent agenda tonight, authorizing the submission of the next round of grant application. Once again, that grant program allows for applications up to $100,000. There's no match requirement. This year, the input received is for adding or supplementing the playground equipment at East Avenue Park. So within the available grant amount, we're envisioning a additional piece of playground equipment, hopefully some safety surface that'll complement the existing equipment on site. So with the resolution passed tonight, cost estimate will be able to submit in time through the DCA SAVE portal, and we'll keep an eye on that to see if we're successful. It's a high probability grant, so that's very likely in my opinion. With regards to the Pocket Park, South Avenue Park, the borough previously engaged with state contract vendors for one new piece of equipment for it's a combined 2 to 12 year piece of equipment. Purchase orders have been issued. In addition, the purchase order was also issued for the reported place rubber safety surface. Working with the vendors, the orders have been placed, and as soon as we get information on lead time and delivery, I'll be able to report when we anticipate the install. Hopefully it'll be this spring. The CDBG grant funded Center Avenue Park restroom facility, that we have a pre-construction conference scheduled with the contractor at the end of the month. At that point, we're hopeful to receive contractor's schedule for that and the lead time on the actual build of the building itself. That's it on my list.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Paragina.
Okay, just a few items this evening. The borough received a check from Comcast in the amount of $36,006.02 for the use of municipal rights-of-way by Comcast Monmouth County LLC during the 2023 calendar year. That check has been processed by the clerk's office. Governor Murphy signed Executive Order 352 ordering the U.S. flag and the state flag to be flown at half-staff on Friday, February 2nd, in recognition and mourning of the brave and loyal New Jersey hero, firefighter Marquis Hudson. The borough complied. The governor also signed Executive Order 353 ordering the U.S. and state flag to be flown at half-staff on February 6th in recognition and mourning of U.S. Army Reserve Sergeant William Jerome Rivers. The borough obviously complied with that as well. The mayor, police chief, and I all attended the Monmouth County News Conference and ribbon cutting on February 7th in Freehold, held by the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, the Board of County Commissioners, and EMS professionals, launching the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office EMS Assistance Program. Yeah, if you're all familiar, years ago they had the Monarch program. If you remember, they had the Monarch trucks roaming around Monmouth County to assist municipalities with EMS calls. That went away for various reasons. The county is now funding a similar program themselves called MedStar. And the mayor and I and the police chief attended. They purchased 3 state-of-the-art rigs as well as 2 SUVs to start the program off. I believe they'll be housed in the Oceanport area to serve that location of Monmouth County. They're going to be adding rigs. A few more have already been ordered. As rigs come in, they will be expanding the geography, which the goal would be that the goal is to cover all of Monmouth County, including the Bayshore area. When it will reach this point in geography, I'm not sure. Could be a year, could be a little bit longer, I don't know. But they're moving fast and furious. They've already hired, I believe it was 40 or 43 personnel funded by the county. So they're fully committed to this. So we're very, as well as the other towns, we're all very happy to hear about this. Also, lastly, Railroad Avenue, the parking lot over there. The borough has replaced and upgraded the light bulbs in that parking lot with new LED lighting. The timers have all been adjusted, so they'll all go on now at the same time, go off at the same time, and the lighting is now consistent in that parking lot. It's all the same LED bulbs, and it should improve visibility and brightness. That's all I have, Mayor.
Great, thank you. Okay, so it's now time for council reports. Council Member Forbes, you're going first.
Oh, goodness. Hello. Thank you, Mayor.
Well, I thought you'd inspire the others since yours is pretty short tonight.
I have very little to report on California, but a few things did happen. Mr. Colasorno was in attendance at the Harbor meeting, so he will report on that. And Mr. Dougherty was at the finance meeting, so I feel happy to report in on that. Green Team will be meeting at the last Tuesday of this month, so I hope to have more updates for you after that. And the Environmental Commission, on behalf of the Environmental Commission, I did attend the Sustainable New Jersey Stormwater Ordinance webinar earlier this week. It was a basic introduction to adopting enhanced stormwater ordinances, which is something that we're very interested in here. I learned very many interesting things that I've shared with Blake Deacon and also Brian Dougherty, and I'm looking forward to conversing more about it when I return home. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you. We miss you. Council President Dougherty.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Finance Committee held its first meeting of 2024 this past Tuesday with Rick Yanos, our CMFO. The group discussed 2024 budget, municipal budget planning, already well underway, and discussed plans to hold regular meetings throughout the year. Personnel side of things, DPW is still seeking a full-time DPW employee. Interested applicants are encouraged to download an application from ahnj.com or to pick one up here at Borough Hall. Recreation has not met since our last meeting. The next meeting will be held next Thursday, February 15th at 5:30. Please note the time change. And then each third Monday of the month, all regularly scheduled meetings will be held at 6:30. Planning Board met last Thursday, February 1st. At that meeting, the board released its annual report, a summary of all applications heard during the 2023 calendar year, as well as recommendations from the Planning Board, to the governing body for review. The board also held a master plan consistency review for Ordinance 3, which is amending Chapter 150 development regulations in the central business and historic business districts. The board voted unanimously that Ordinance 3 is consistent with the master plan, and it is scheduled for public hearing and possible adoption at our February 22nd council meeting. 2 applications were carried to the March 7th meeting, 170 Ocean Boulevard and 52 East Garfield. 1 application, 1 Bayshore Plaza, was withdrawn by the applicant. And only 1 application was heard, PB 23-11, 52 Asbury Avenue, and that was approved. And as mentioned, the next meeting for the planning board will be March 7th, here in this room and on Zoom. Board of Education update, the Atlantic Highlands Elementary School is excited to announce that the opening of preschool registration for the 2024-25 school year. The district has applied for preschool expansion aid, a PEA grant, from the state, which, if successful, would allow free preschool education to all eligible students. Registration opens tomorrow, Friday, February 9th. Eligibility must be an Atlantic Highlands resident. Students between the ages of 3 and 4, and 3-year-olds must turn 3 by October 1st of this year. There are two ways to register. You can register online at the AHES website, ahes.tridistrict.org, or in person at the school office. And the boards of education have not met since our last meeting, so I will report back after those take place later this month. Thank you, Mayor. That's all I have.
I'd like to add that the Henry Hudson varsity basketball team is the Class C champions. Unfortunately, they lost their opening round in the Shore Regional Conference, but they have a few more games this year, so get out there and see them. Their Jack Fitzpatrick actually scored his 1,000th point, and my nephew was guarding him, so I like to think that we had a hand in helping Jack meet that achievement. Council Member Cusick.
Good evening, everyone. In addition to this being African American Month, this is also National Heart Health Month, and I just want to encourage people with our, as a precursor to the mayor's wellness campaign, to please think in terms of heart-healthy activities, a healthy diet, exercise, and reduction of stress, which is so easy to do. For the Senior Citizens Committee, we will be meeting on Monday. If Roy Veloso, let's give this round of thoughts for him. He is recovering from surgery, and hopefully he will be well enough for Monday to be able to attend that, our next meeting. Veterans, I do not have an update other than to share sad news that there were 5 Marines were found killed in a helicopter crash on a training mission. They were just found actually today, and just keep your hearts and your souls thinking about them. Under OEM, we have a number of things to report out. We had our meeting last night. The committee members are signing up for multiple training. In particular, we're looking at active shooter as being something that we're particularly concerned about, and having all the committee members up to date on active shooter activities, prevention, I should say. County has developed something called the CERT program, Community Emergency Response Teams, as well as the resource teams. And all activities will be coordinated through the county for county OEM, utilizing those two things, so that we here at Atlantic Highlands need to be a member of that and participate from that perspective, and not necessarily do things on an insular basis. This is a much more coordinated way of doing things. Hopefully, we won't have to use them ever. We will have no emergencies to have to respond to. We did come up with a concern, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this, John, but we did have a concern that it seems some residents are not aware of our radio numbers. As you may remember, our electronic sign-up sign died right after we got the radio. And so one of the things that we came up with may be, and I hope this is with your sign of approval, John, to reach out to local churches and some businesses to advertise that emergency number. It is a great resource, 1690 on your dial, your AM dial. Okay. And lastly, my part of the police report. A few things. Thank you very much for your very long report. Thank you, Chief. During the month of January, 14 reports were submitted to the office for 2023. There were 14 reports submitted to the Office of the Attorney General and the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Many of these different kinds of things that are have to be filled out take up a significant amount of administrative time. I'm very impressed with how much time you guys have to spend filling this paperwork out. Of these, the early intervention system reporting, the law enforcement drug testing policy, internal affairs annual summary report, internal affairs complaint forms, major disciplinary annual report.
recording can be found on the department's website, the AHPD website. Permits for parking at the Railroad Lot, the Holly Tree Lot, and soon to the West Avenue Lot are still available at the records for the building police headquarters. And there were a number of other concerns of vehicles that needed repairs that were either damaged or worn out. One, two, three, four, five different vehicles had to be repaired sometime in the last month.
And lastly, my own favorite,
many of you are aware that I have some issues of people idling
more than 3 minutes. Another sign has been put up in the railroad lot, in the East Washington Avenue lot at the elementary school to remind parents not to be idling, waiting for their children. That's my part of the report.
I know the police chief shares your priority on this because we carpooled out to Freehold so that we could reduce emissions. So. He's on the lower.
Very happy to hear that.
Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilperson Cusack, I'll just add to you and to everybody here and the folks that are on the Finance Committee, in terms of 1690 AM, the emergency radio, I've submitted for review for the next year's budget. There's a very small module. It's about $1,200 or $1,300. That would put the radio onto AHNJ.com and any other social platform that we have. So if you are not driving around in your car or you don't want to pull your portable radio out of your emergency kit, if you're online on the laptop, you'll be able to get the feed 24/7 on that as well. So it's another way of being able to extend the messaging. I'll continue with Councilperson Cusack's AHPD report by saying our own Lieutenant Mickey Z passed his Part 107 FAA drone test, and the first test flight of the drone recently happened at the harbor, and it was a complete success. And that's being made available to OEM, the harbor, all of our other departments where they best see fit, and also I think Chief mentioned cataloging the town via video and still photographs before, unfortunately, there's another storm that comes in and causes damage. We will have a catalog of before and then whatever after photos might be needed for insurance purposes. At least 12 training sessions in January, maybe 14, that most of our squad attended. That included rifle qualification, defensive tactics, and also one of our officers got ALCA test recertification. There were 1,439 calls in January, 41 of them were for first aid, and there were also 8 major motor vehicle crashes. 268 traffic stops. Eileen, you left me all the numbers because you know I like numbers. Resulting in 122 summonses and 3 DWI arrests. And just a point of interest for folks because it's come up in the past, radar detail, the two biggies, probably, Chief, what do you think, like 6 or 7 major streets that were covered, I think, in the report. Two of them, the two biggest ones, Ocean Boulevard with 6 stops and Memorial Parkway with 5 stops. There were multiple details of the squad out there, but those were the biggest hits. Recreation, next meeting, I think, Brian, you might have said February 15th at 5 p.m. DPW, parts for the sweeper will be arriving soon, and once the repairs are made, DPW is going to conduct a townwide sweeping. Thank you, Jimmy and crew. Recycling, please follow all the guidelines found on AHNJ.com and also our calendar. The calendar, when you go through it, is chock-a-block with information about recycling and pickup dates and all that stuff. And I'll apologize, I don't know how anybody else feels, for all of our mugs on the front of your calendar. I'm sorry, it's not a pretty picture. You gotta look at us. You'll find answers regarding all the schedules in the calendar. And also, there's the recycling coach, which is online. That's sometimes not always accurate, so grab a calendar, they're right here, and that has everything that you'd want. And then I see some of our members from the first aid squad, so I want to recognize all of you for the 437 calls in 2023. That's a 40% increase over 2022, and that's the most answered since 2019. 29 calls alone in January. The new line, which was just approved two weeks ago, is Lance Huberty will be continuing as chief, Ann Scholler as our captain, Tim Farkas is our first lieutenant, and Brian Bombs is our second lieutenant. Also want to say and note, I think this has been brought up before, but it's worth mentioning because I see some of your faces here. We have 5 new members which are going through EMT training, so thank you very much. That's a lot of time. I see 2 of you right now. Thank you very much, and I know it's a lot of work, and your neighbors and your friends, thank you. And I will also just mention that our ambulance went out of service for 2 days, 1.5, 2 days. But line officers were able to initiate a plan, which they had in place, and RN Jimmy Phillips stepped in and gave them a loaner vehicle, and also there were some shared services with Highlands. So everything was covered while the ambulance was being serviced. I'll add that it was a turbo pump. I don't know if the pump has been ordered, but I know the report came back from the mechanic and said that the ambulance can be operated with no degradation in service to the vehicle, regardless of the status of the turbo pump. So we're back online with that. Thank you for all your work. And that's it, Mayor.
Thank you.
Sure.
Councilman Colasurdo.
All right, let's start with the Harbor Commission. We had our first Harbor Commission meeting this past Tuesday. If you remember, the Harbor Commission didn't meet in January due to the great storm of January that wasn't really all that great. So we had our first meeting on Tuesday. It was a good meeting. Several applications or correspondence came through regarding approval for use of the harbor in 2024. The harbor approved all but one. And there's some discussion about use of the skate park for a for-profit business in 2024. We're going to try and work with the entity if we can. If we can't, we'll, you know, so be it. But we're going to try to see what we could do there. But some of the events that were approved were Atlantic Highlands Day and Touch a Truck, the Fireman's Fair, use of the tennis courts for the Henry Hudson's tennis team. So a whole bunch of uses for the harbor. My understanding is that it's not atypical to get a flurry of these approvals or applications in the beginning of the year. And so I am excited for the slate of events that will occur in the harbor in the next 12 months. In addition to that, we went over just some of the things that have been repaired in the harbor during the month of January. For instance, the main hinge at the end of Pier 1 had been removed for repair. The middle of Pier 9 has been repaired. The Pier 8 and Pier 7 have also been repaired. So the harbor team is really working to make sure that the harbor is safe, clean, and they're doing a really great job, and I want to commend them. Other than that, I think that's all I have for harbor. There's no shade tree update. The next meeting is on Valentine's Day. My wife is going to love that. Let's see, what else do I have? No formal fire report, but as always, if you're looking to join the volunteer fire department in town, reach out to Chief Cody Burbank, and he will be happy to talk to you about the steps that you need to take to join the fire department. And last but not least, we have created a new liaison position. It is being a liaison to the Chamber of Commerce. The mayor and I both went to their annual reorganization meeting on January 31st. And it was a great meeting. It was at O'Brien's on First Avenue. And I am happy to report that just in 2023 alone, the Chamber of Commerce almost doubled the amount of businesses that are working with the Commerce. So the Chamber is vibrant, it's moving in the right direction, and I'm also excited to see what they have in store for 2024 in terms of events. And that's all I have.
Great, thank you. Mr. Murphy.
Thank you. Not much left to talk about on my side. Well, I have 3 points that I'll touch on. DPW, as Councilman Dougherty mentioned, DPW are looking to fill positions for a vehicle technician as well as another DPW member. If interested, please obtain an application online at ahnj.com or here at Borough Hall. As for Christmas trees, pickup has been completed. Any remaining trees may be brought to the Borough Yard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in the event of a snow event, please assist the water department and the fire department by cleaning around the hydrants near your house and within your neighborhood. And that's all I've got.
Great, thank you. Just a couple things from me. On February 15th, down at the senior building, we will have our first of three workshops regarding the open space that we are acquiring on Center Avenue at Helen Marchetti Park, or adjacent to Helen Marchetti Park, since we don't own it yet. So I encourage as many members of the public to attend. We really do want input. This meeting will be to review the survey results that so many people have completed and to break out into small groups to talk about what some of the results that were returned, what's the interest from various constituents in the community to see what we want to do there. So that will be the first of three. There'll be another in March and another in April, and those dates have been posted on the borough website and we'll continue to post on our social media. And then tomorrow, Mrs. Clark arranged a date for me. I am doing my first wedding tomorrow at 2:30 here at Borough Hall, which is exciting. But I just really want to thank Mayor Gluckstein and Mrs. Clark for helping me prepare for it, because it came very suddenly. Someone came up to the window and it was kind of a last minute thing, so I'm really happy that we're going to make it work. But love is in the air at Borough Hall tomorrow, so thank you. Hopefully love is in the air in the public tonight as well, because it is now time for public comment. Mrs. Clark.
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to the topics relevant to powers and duties of the Atlantic Islands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting. Thank you.
Great. So, just please raise your hand and come on up, state your name and address. Is there anybody online? If you can raise your hand virtually, and we will call on you as well. Anyone online? Okay. How many do we have online still? One hand raised, all right. That's our lucky number one. Go ahead. Yes, please.
It's just updated, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, it's Jordan Stahan at 3 Valleywood Road in Atlantic Islands.
Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, good evening. Excuse me for not being there in person. I was at the borough earlier hoping to catch Council Member Murphy in person, but this morning we'll have to do. It's just been a little bit of a long day and I'm a little bit frustrated. In short, I don't quite understand why me and my wife, Jordan Stahan, who resides at the state property, is meeting at 3 Valleywood Road. We've been contributing members of the community since 2016. And as an example, when I say contributing members, that includes being members of the Arts Council, being volunteers with the Historic Society, besides from frequenting every single store and every restaurant around town as part of contributing to our community here. By Councilmember Murphy, we were visited by a complete stranger at our home 2 nights ago with paperwork that identifies you and claims that I am not a resident of my home. For clarity, that's the same home where the paperwork was delivered into my hands, saying I was not a resident here. And that in that paperwork, I have to excuse myself from my job on February 20th to prove to you that we are residents of Atlantic Islands. Can you please explain to me why you don't believe we are residents?
So, Mr. Zidane, Councilman Murphy does not, this is a public comment period, not a question and answer period, so Councilman Murphy does not need to respond to this right now, but I appreciate your comments and I thank you for...
Well, I can address the question to you, Mayor, if that's you. It's hard to tell from the video, but Mayor and Council members, do you think it's appropriate for Council members to send documentation to strangers to people's homes claiming that they're not residents of their home of Atlantic Islands when you have ample documentation at the borough which shows that we're residents, we pay our taxes, we file for our regular for treaties to go down, we pay everything that we're asked to pay, and we contribute as much as we can? Is it fair for other council members to petition us and ask us to leave our jobs without any evidence or any information or any notice, if I had from the council, that this was being done any sort of other than just reading about things in the Asbury Park Press or the Two Rivers Council? It's very disappointing and it's very alarming to get a knock on the door at 8 o'clock at night by a complete stranger telling you that you've done something wrong And I feel that this, that the council has also some duty to respond to my comment.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to refer this to our attorney, Ms. Schaefer. I'm just trying to walk within the confines of mayor and council meeting versus elections.
Yes, sir. So this is Marguerite Schaefer. I'm the attorney for the borough, and while we understand your concerns, the matter is in litigation right now, and so nobody on the council was actually a defendant, or the borough was actually a defendant in this case, too. But the wheels of justice move in a way that isn't always comprehensible to individual citizens. You could ask Mr. Murphy, not here in this forum, but you could ask him or his counsel to dismiss you if you prove to them that you are, in fact, a registered voter in this community. But we sympathize with you, but we're not going to discuss.
I appreciate the commentary, but I don't see the Atlantic Highlands Borough as a defendant in this documentation. I see the Monmouth County Board of Elections.
We don't believe that's this far. We were a defendant. We got out of the case by doing what I'm asking you that you might want to do as well. Originally, the borough was named, and I filed the motion on behalf of the borough because I didn't think it was appropriate for us to be a defendant in that case. And I would suggest, again, I'm not going to give you advice. Other people, I advise only the council, but this is a matter they're not going to comment on in this forum. But I understand your concern, and I would suggest that you reach out to the attorney who's named on that document and explain to them what your position is, and hopefully that will end it.
I did that the same time moment I received it. I'd like to just, this is for the council specifically in terms of behavior. I received it. I did exactly as it requested. I reached out to the attorney. The attorney and I spoke the next day, and we still have yet to be dismissed from this. So I just bring it up as unorthodox and bizarre behavior that may require some looking into. Thank you.
One final comment, sir. The council is not party to this litigation, as you mentioned, and it's there's nothing that we could do to solve your particular problem. There is something that the plaintiff can do and the attorney for the plaintiff can do, but this body has no ability to control litigation in which it's not a defendant at this juncture.
Thank you. Anyone else online? Anyone in the public here? Mrs. Smith?
First of all, I know I always say how terrific the Public Works Department is, and I'll say it again, that I had people come into my house the other day and happened to be when the garbage truck was passing, and they couldn't believe how clean it was, how quiet it was, and how orderly the people working on it were. So one more time, I just think the whole department is terrific. I go down the recycling yard for my exercise to toss my own recycles in. And it's always clean down there. It's just always clean. And you don't expect that in a garbage yard, you know, recycling yard. So it's terrific.
Thank you.
And this is not to. Well, can I ask the attorney, please? I know that you're the regionalization attorney now. And last month, the mayor told me to ask you the questions of regionalization. And I didn't hear you give any report tonight on regionalization.
Respond there?
Sure.
Yeah, so nothing's going on, unfortunately. We are waiting. There is an appeal that's been filed, and we are a party to that appeal, but what has to happen is the Department of Education has to file what's called a statement of records on appeal, and once that document's filed, then we all file case information statements, and they schedule a briefing, and it moves forward then. But right now it's being held up. There's a new commissioner appointed, acting commissioner, and he has not yet wrapped his arms around this, from what I understand, but hopefully shortly.
Right.
And
is anybody aware of the meeting that was held at Rutgers yesterday on regionalization?
I am not.
In the interest of transparency, I was kind of disappointed that none of us was made aware of it, either by the school board, where I guess they didn't even tell you, because they never told you, Mr. Dockery. But Rutgers had a conference yesterday, and Dr. Davis was a major speaker in it. And Atlantic Islands
got an awful lot of credit, and it would have been nice, look, a lot of laudatory things were said to the Senate of the borough, and it would have been nice if the people of the borough were made aware of it and had heard it all for themselves.
Well, thank you for making us aware of it, and I'll look into that.
It would have been nice, yeah, for the interest of transparency, if somebody had been able to replay us on. I can't imagine it was such a 3-hour, 4-hour long thing, so it couldn't have happened overnight. I'm sure it's been planned for a long time.
Thank you. Anyone else in the? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Megan.
Sorry, you have to come up front and state your name and address again.
So my name is Peggy Mulholland, 9-10 Ocean Boulevard. I'm again with myself and all the renters in Atlantic Highlands. I'd like to thank you for voting positively on the vote today.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Oh, Mr. Barbado?
Paul Barbado, Corey Road, I would like to give you a bit of a compliment in this regard that we had a meeting today and discussing what else. But out of the meeting, I found that I tried to address and have my concerns addressed. And I think we got to the point where at least the engineer are going to pull the records from 2001 3 as the first road to the road was perfect. Then also the annual records, possibly there are available on record for the 2019. So I appreciate the time, but we need to come to some kind of moving to some kind of resolution because it's gone on way too long. And I'm tired of it, the public is tired of it, and the only thing is, which I didn't feel comfortable with, is blaming the victim. I am not the problem with the water flooding my property. I am not the victim. And I hate to be blamed for it. That is not, that shouldn't be in conversation. I'm a taxpayer, paying my taxes on time, and I think I deserve to have this. Hopefully, it'll be good to continue. Now, we'll cooperate with the attorney, engineer, with you, and counsel, but we have to time to move this along. Appreciate it because I'm not going to let it go. If I have to call the governor, this is not a threat, but if I have to go through the chain of command, go up to the county level, the state level, and all, that's what I have to do.
Thank you. Anyone online?
You have one thing raised.
Great. Yes, please. Let Ashley go first. Then you can go again. Give me a sec. Okay. We'll let you back up in a second.
Yep.
Great. Hey, good evening. Ashley Cruz, 124 Wesley Avenue. I'd like to say I'm excited to hear about the public participation for the Helen Marchetti Park that's upcoming. It's very, very exciting. Something else that sounded very exciting to me is right around the corner for me is East Avenue Park. And I'd like to hear that y'all are applying for a grant to upgrade that park. Just a question, will there be any public participation for the implementations at that park?
Beyond pumpkin carving at your house, yes.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else online? Anybody else in the public? Mr. Barbado, I'm sorry. Barbado, depending on what side.
That's right, what side of the ocean. Right now, I wanted to say, we had a conversation with the council, Ms. Ford, and I asked her to see about
Did you do your homework?
Well, the thing that also is the problem is we're on the spur of Laurie Road. So when you come down from Laurie Road to Hilton, there is no street sign. Oh,
question.
And the situation is there is a sign that says dead end on the left-hand side, but people don't really...
I'm telling you, you advertise your address so much, people want to come visit.
Yeah, I guess so. They can always have a cocktail. The situation is...
I was promised private label wine.
Well, you haven't come back. You have to come back. The thing is, they see the sign, and then they... Well, the joke is, they come up, and I go... You go, well, where is Bayside Drive? I said, well, Bayside Drive, you have to make a left to go down to Hilton. I said, didn't you see the sign that it's a dead end? Yeah, I saw that sign. Well, if you saw the sign and you read the sign, then why are you up here? Then they have to make a broken U-turn and all that stuff. That happens at least 10 times a week. But what I'd like to see, and I asked Ms. Forbes, is if we can get a, one, is to get a name change. Keep Laurie Road from Ocean Boulevard down to Hilton. But I would like to, I've proposed, and I'm talking to some neighbors, to see if we could get a street sign with a different name than Laurie Road. Because Laurie Road has the crap. Okay, I really...
I'm not going to take that personally.
No. But the situation is, I would feel much better if we have Jennifer is on the street, right? Jennifer Drive. Open it up.
That's not a
joke. At least change the name. And then, but we didn't finish our conversation because you had another meeting. But I would appreciate you telling me the process, I guess.
I believe she's looking into it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I actually have an answer. I'm sorry. Mr. Barbado,
I hope it's easy. Not 10 years.
I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize for not responding by email.
I don't accept apologies.
You would need to create a petition with all of the residents' names on your street. Okay. Suggesting that the township change the name of the road to the desired name.
And where do I get the, I can get an application from the borough, Ms. Clark?
If you come to Borough Hall, they will have instructions for you.
Paperwork.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Paul?
Yes.
Vito and I have a suggestion.
Yeah. Are we renaming it Lousy Road?
No.
Thank you. Any other public?
Well, we could even
online?
Put Laurie Road, aka Lousy Road, on the sign.
AKA.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever
right.
You want.
All right. We have executive session.
I want to remove the Laurie. Well, first of all, is it Laurie or Lowry? I'm here 25 years. People call it Laurie. People call it Lowry.
I know. Anybody else? Okay, great. We're going to close public comment, and we do have an executive session, not a slick session. There may be action taken, and I expect it will last at least a half hour, right? Okay, so I need a motion, a second, to go into executive session.
I'll really move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Which way we're going? We're going in there. Just let me know when you're ready. You ready? All right, may I have a motion and a second to come out of executive session?
So moved, Dougherty.
Murphy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And may I say, the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands have reached consensus to authorize our partners at Monmouth County Parks Department, to make an offer to the Diocese of Trenton to acquire the Mother Teresa property. Not going to tell you how much. Keeping that quiet. We can't because it's active
negotiation.
May I have a motion and a second, and may I ask for particular people to make a motion? You want to make a motion?
I would love to make a motion.
Murphy?
Crowley, second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Motion is passed.
Awesome. Thank you. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Crowley, who's second? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. That was a big night.
Good.
Okay. What? Thanks.